Grimm's department store has decided to do this big advertising spread on college fashions. Now, somebody got the brilliant idea to use real college girls as the models. Our school paper has a tie-up, so I'm in charge.
But why did you have to choose Ginny Stewart?
Well, we need several models, the prettiest girls in school.
Well, Ginny, you're always trying to make everyone think you're chasing her.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Just because she has red hair, is curvy, beautiful, and drives a convertible... Say, you know, she sounds pretty good at that.
None of these days.
Excuse me. Is this the campus editorial office?
Oh, Miss Hopkins from Grimm's?
Right.
I'm Mike Douglas. I'm in charge of the project.
How do you do?
Here's our first model, Laurie Burns.
Hello.
How do you do?
Very attractive.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you're going to be perfect for our jumper with our twinkle teen blouse. Well, where are the other girls, Douglas?
Oh, they'll be here. I've scheduled them at 15-minute intervals.
Good thinking. Now, where can I work?
Right here.
Ah, fine. Well, now, I don't think we'll need you any more today, Miss Burns. We'll call you for fittings. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Yes.
Oh, well... I've lined up 5 co-eds all together. 2 blondes, 2 brunettes, 1 redhead. From 5'2 to 5'7, sizes 10 through 12, no weights over 118, and all with a B-plus average. But that lasts for the dean of women.
You are on the ball, Douglas.
Thanks, Miss Hopkins.
Call me Sue.
All right. Sue?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ginny. Sue, this is Ginny Stewart. Ginny, Miss Hopkins from Grimm's.
How do you do? Hello. Well, now, let's see. I think you're the tailored type. Why don't we put you in our little gold traveling suit, hmm?
Fine.
Good. Now, let's see you walk.
Walk?
Well, no, dear. Not quite. Watch me. Foot in front of the other. Fine, Karen.
Yes, very good.
We won't need you anymore today. We'll call you for fittings.
Gee, thanks. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Mike.
Goodbye, Karen.
Cute, huh?
Yes, she's a nice kid.
Hey, it's 11:45. Let me buy you lunch.
No, I couldn't let a girl buy me lunch.
Don't think of me as a girl.
Well, it's not easy thinking of you as a boy.
Think of me as an expense account, then. Come on. It was my idea to have the girls going to an art museum and then pose each one in front of a modern painting.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea. Like Karen with Picasso, or Laurie with Renoir, or Ginny with Modigliani.
Mike, did you stay out of school a few years between high school and college?
No. Why?
You just seem more mature than the other college boys.
Oh, well, I do feel older.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't hesitate to marry an older man. Say, a Steinbeck or a Jose Martinez.
Jose Martinez. Funny you should mention a guitarist.
Why, do you play?
I just happen to be building a guitar.
Building a guitar? Well, now, that's what I call dedication. You must play very well.
Oh, no, actually, I'm awful.
Oh, now, don't be modest, Mike. I want to hear you. I have an absolute passion for guitar music.
You do?
Thank you.
How about that?
Hey, that's great. And I remember when you had trouble with blue-tailed flies.
Well, I still do.
Well, how'd you pick this up?
I didn't. I just have an adequate knowledge of the fingering and a brother upstairs with a record player. See? He puts the record on and I just merely go through the motions.
Yeah, but watch this.
Well, that's fantastic, I tell you.
See, it works on the same principle as a ventriloquist.
And it's the first time I've ever seen it done with two dummies.
You know, Mike, it's awful risky. Wouldn't you be better off struggling through blue-tailed fly?
Rob, I want to impress this girl, not make her sick. All I have to do is plug in, find a window, and drop the cord out to you.
Okay, now suppose you get that far. How do I know when to start playing?
Well, I'll work up an electrical signal, like putting a button on the guitar and then a light on the record player. See, I'll put it right here. And when it flashes, you'll count to four and then put the record on.
Oh, boy, I don't know. It still sounds pretty far off.
Yeah, maybe so. But she's really hip, and I don't know any other way to impress her. When you get to be my age, you'll understand about older women.
Pleasant surprise. I was expecting someone else.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Come on in. Just two girlfriends. I'll tell them about you. Oh, I'm glad you brought your guitar. Would you excuse me for a second while I put on a dress?
Sure. This thing's electric. I have to hook it up and drop a ground wire outside.
Okay.
All set.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Sue. How are
Come
you?
In.
Fine.
I want you to meet someone.
This is Mike Douglas. This is Gretchen Riley and Maria Phillips.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Mike's going to play his guitar for us.
Oh, I love guitar.
Well, he built this instrument.
Oh, that's what I call a real music lover.
What are you going to play, Mike?
Well, for our first number, my first number, I thought I'd play, well, something unusual for an... Okay, maybe just one more number. Have but just one more.
Mike, do you know something really wild?
Really wild? How about flamenco fantasy? Probably just the wiring. Nothing at all. It happens all the time. You know, those Spanish numbers are dynamite.
What is it?
Even eczema or psoriasis. Try cortisone 10 plus.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Steve. Hey, you better brace yourself.
Brace myself?
Yeah.
For what?
Here, read this mice that Mike's been reading in that book. You'll see what I mean.
Lines to an older love. Uh-huh. What fools they are who say there can be no ember, no flame between young May. Who's May?
Mike is May.
Mike is May?
And an older woman is December. And I think she has him trapped.
She's what?
She's tricked him into a promise of marriage. He's leaving school and everything.
Who is this older woman?
Well, she's got to be an adventuress.
Oh, come on, Bob. Don't make it sound like something out of the gay 90s.
Well, in my day, women like that used to make up to men of well-to-do families and then have the father buy her off.
Oh, Bob.
Well, we better go and have a look at her just to make sure. And you better bring your checkbook along. Just in case.
Here's your jumper and a twinkle teen doll.
Ah, good. That's the last one. Lori, I'm sure we'll work together again someday.
Well, you sound like you're going to the moon.
Well, you girls have worked hard, and Sue and I want you to know we appreciate it.
Oh, Sue and you.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
Hi.
What's the matter with Lori?
Oh, just an adolescent crisis.
I thought you two were going steady.
Oh, no, I'm just sort of a big brother to her. Of course, I won't be seeing much of Lori or any of the rest of these kids from now on.
What do you mean?
Well, I've decided to leave school. It's time I got a job.
Oh.
Well, the clothes are all back. I guess that puts finish on the job.
Well, that's fine, Mike. I've loved working with you. I hate to say goodbye.
Goodbye? Why, it's just the beginning.
The beginning?
Sure. In fact, I was thinking about dropping by tonight. Something pretty important.
Oh, well, certainly, Mike. How about 8 o'clock?
Swell. Here, let me help you out the car with these.
Oh, thank you.
You're sure this is the building, huh?
Yeah, I got the address from Robbie.
Yeah, well, look, Bob, why don't you stay here and let me handle it?
No, you'll foul up the whole thing. Did you bring your checkbook along?
Yeah, I mean, of course not. You sound like a chorus girl in a millionaire playboy. Now stop it, will you?
Now, don't go one penny over 500.
Will you cut it out, Bob? Miss Hawkins?
Yes?
I'm Steve Douglas, Mike's father.
How do you do?
And this is his grandfather, Bubbo Casey.
Oh. How do you do?
I wonder if we could talk to you.
Oh, yes, of course. Come in.
Thank you.
I was expecting Mike.
Yes, we know. That's what we want to talk to you about.
Oh, well, won't you sit down?
Mm. Miss Hopkins, Mike doesn't know we're here.
We figured he's a little too young for this kind of talk. I'm his grandfather, and I've been around a little, honey.
Oh, I see. You think that Mike is in the clutches of a designing woman.
Sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Not to me. Marlene Dietrich did the same thing to Jimmy Stewart, and Destry rides again.
Mr. Douglas, Mike is handsome, charming, and thoughtful. I realized he was a very nice boy the first day we met.
But he isn't anymore. Is that it?
Bob, take it.
Mr. Douglas, I almost phoned you today for help. I suddenly realized that a casual relationship is getting out of hand.
Casual relationship?
Yes. I have a terrible feeling that Mike is coming here tonight to propose.
What did I tell you? He's hooked.
Wait a minute. Miss Hopkins, what is your answer going to be?
Yeah, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say no. Gently, reluctantly, but positively.
Oh.
Miss Hopkins, I'm sure you understand why we were concerned. But now that I've met you, I just want to say that I can understand why Mike is attracted to you.
So can I.
Thank you both. I'm afraid this whole thing is my fault. I just didn't take him seriously enough. It won't be easy to tell him the truth.
But I'm sure you'll do it gently, reluctantly, and positively.
We'd better go before Mike gets here.
All right.
I hope you'll forgive us, Miss Hopkins.
That must be Mike.
Let me answer the door, will you, Miss Hopkins? I just want to get the look on his face. Then we'll both belt
him. No, is there a back way out, Miss Hopkins?
Oh, yes, the kitchen.
Come on, Bob.
Just one up. Come on.
Goodbye.
You're getting two episodes.
Hi. What I have to say can be said better with background music.
Oh, come in. I have a few things to say to you, too. Make yourself at home.
Have to ground the wires or you got an awful shock.
Robbie?
Hi, Ned.
Hi, Buck. What are you doing here?
He's the ventriloquist. Mike's the dummy.
You mean you play records down here and Mike...
And Mike takes the bath.
Come on, Robbie. You can go home with us. The concert's canceled.
Why, Buck?
Well, Rob, I have a feeling that Mike is just about to give up the guitar.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, I think I'll wait here for him. He might need me.
No. Oh, I'll tell you what you might do. Why don't you give him about 8 bars of good, snappy exit music? Well, I thought Miss Hopkins was really very nice. Foreign adventurous.
You know something, Steve? They're sure making older women a lot younger these days.
I don't understand.
I'll always be proud you asked me, Mike. Of course, you didn't actually ask me.
Well, how did you know I was about to?
Oh, well, there was a certain chemistry between us. I was aware of it, too.
Yeah. Chemistry is right.
But how do you think I'd feel if you quit college over me?
Oh, school is for kids.
College is the difference between a fine future for a bright young boy and a long, empty nothing for a miserable couple.
Couple? Us?
Well, good night, Mike.
But I just got here.
Well, I want you to go now, while I still have the courage to give you up.
I could play one number.
No, no, no. I'd really rather remember that song you played the first night.
Grounded.
know, I could go to school and get a part-time job.
Goodbye, Mike.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land.
Thank you.